Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onala Deni with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government modernizing country's education system. Chief Minister Nipu Rio underscores community-led sustainable water management. Naga Students Federation launches agitation against regularization of 147 contractual faculty posts. And Nagaland government notifies film policy to boost local cinema and tourism. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is modernizing the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. He added that the centre is bringing world-class knowledge within every student's reach in the country. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing the YUGM conclave, a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapan in New Delhi today. He highlighted that a country's future is dependent on its youth, which is why it is crucial to prepare them for India's bright future. The Prime Minister noted that the new education policy is driving transformation in the country. He said the trinity of talent, temperament and technology will transform India's future.
किसी भी देश का भविष्य उसकी युवा पीढ़ी पर निर्भर होता है इसलिए ये जरूरी है कि हम अपने युवाओं के भविष्य के लिए और उनको भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए तैयार करें इसमें बड़ी भूमिका देश के एजुकेशन सिस्टम की भी होती है इसलिए हम देश के एजुकेशन सिस्टम को 21वीं सदी की जरूरतों के मुताबिक आधुनिक बना रहे हैं
Mr. Modi said the government is working on the vision of Make AI in India with the objective of making AI work for India. He added that to further accelerate this growth, the government has launched the India AI Mission. Chief Minister Nipu Rio today inaugurated the NLCPR project for providing water supply to 24 villages under Chepobozu RD block in Kohima district. With the project, the villages will have access to clean and reliable water source, he said. Launching the project alongside Minister PHED, Jacob Jimomi, the Chief Minister emphasized the need for community-led maintenance and management of the infrastructure. He noted that while the department has launched the project, its sustainability depends on the commitment of the local villages. Highlighting the importance of water conservation, he urged communities to preserve water sources and adopt methods such as rainwater harvesting and rejuvenation of traditional wells.
সবচেয়ে দরকারটো পানি আছে আমাৰ নিজৰ বস্তিতে সাইন্টিফিক নহলে বি পানীটো মেনেজ কৰি কিনে খাবলৈ পাব লাগে আপোনাৰ সোর্স বিচাৰিব লাগে সোর্স বিচাৰি কিনে নাপালে বৰিং বি ৰেইন ৱাটাৰ হাৰ্ভেষ্ট বি কিনাগা ট্ৰেডিচনেল ৱেল ইট কেন বি ৰিজুভিনেট কৰিব ইট কেন বি বৰ গভৰ্ণমেণ্ট আছে ডিপাৰ্টমেণ্ট আছে মিলাই কিনে পানীটো ঠিক হ'ব লাগে
Assuring continued government support, Mr. Rio highlighted the department's efforts to extend the water supply to the remaining 15 villages and called for collective effort in furthering development. Minister Jimomi, also speaking at the event, stressed the need to maintain ecological balance.
মহানলা ওয়াটার সোর্স থাকা কারণ কমতি হয়ে আছে মহানলাগা হিউম্যান একটিভিটি কারণে বিল্ডিং বনা রাস্তা বনা নহলে কংক্রিট কাম করা নহলে গাছ খান কাটি কিনে বিক্রি করে আছে মহান সব এই ইকোলজিক্যাল ব্যালেন্স কারণে আমি হান লাগে
Execution of the project began in 2010 and with today's launch, 9 of the 24 villages will receive water supply from the Vithoru source through an 11 million liters capacity balancing reservoirs at Jadima village. Later, the leaders also inaugurated an ESIDS project for development of tourism-related infrastructure at Tupema Tourist Village. Mr. Rio said the initiative marks a significant step towards boosting tourism and supporting sustainable livelihoods. The Naga Students Federation, NSF Today, launched the first phase of its democratic agitation, demanding the immediate revocation of the cabinet order regularizing 147 contractual assistant professors in the higher education department. The NSF, along with all its federating units, staged a protest outside the Directorate of Higher Education. During the demonstration, a brief commotion broke out between the police and the protesters when some agitators attempted to picket the directorate office. However, the situation was quickly brought under control. Before concluding the day's protest, the NSF burned an effigy symbolizing corruption outside the directorate office. The federation is likely to intensify its agitation tomorrow. Meanwhile, the combined Technical Association of Nagaland and Nagaland NET Qualified Forum also resumed their indefinite protests, entering the fifth day following the failure of the government to fulfill their demands to revoke the regularization of the 147 faculty positions and requisition them to the Nagaland Public Service Commission for open advertisement, as well as to dissolve the High Power Committee set up by the government. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The state government has notified the Nagaland Film Policy 2024 aimed at developing the state into a vibrant hub for filmmaking and cinematic tourism. The policy is designed to foster the growth of the local film industry, nurture local talent, create employment opportunities, and promote Nagaland's rich cultural heritage on national and international platforms. A report.
The Nagaland Film Policy 2024 aligns with the Cinematograph Act 1952 and emphasizes cinema's powerful role for socio-political discourse and cultural revival. Among others, it seeks to create a conducive ecosystem for filmmakers and develop filmmaking as an entrepreneurial profession. It also outlines plans for single window clearances for filmmakers and infrastructure growth, including studios, post-production facilities, and miniplexes, especially in rural and semi-urban areas. The policy also focuses on promoting Nagaland as a filming destination, host film festivals, and set up institutes for training in film, animation labs, and other media hubs. For Akashvani News Kohima, Mary.
The policy was notified on 5th April and aims to position Nagaland on the global cinematic map. The Nagaland Education Project, The Lighthouse Nectar, today organized a one-day orientation and discussion workshop at Kohima to boost governance and capacity building among departments under the School Education Department and State Council of Educational Research and Training. Principal Director, School Education, Shashank Pratap Singh, highlighted the strengthening governance and capacity building component as the largest initiative in terms of stakeholder engagement, aiming to improve teacher training, school leadership, community involvement, and governance. Commissioner and Secretary, School Education and SCERT, Kevileno Angami, also stressed upon collaboration among the departments to achieve the common objective, that is, holistic student development and quality education. Adult literacy campaign was launched in Chukitong Block under Wokhat District today by the Zukumki Federation in collaboration with the Nagaland State Rural Livelihood Mission Woka, District Administration and Social Welfare Department. Addressing the event, District Coordinator DHEW Dr. Wonjano E. Ini underscored the importance of ensuring access to educational opportunities and resources for marginalized groups. Representatives from the VDB and GBs of Sengiki Village assured their full support in facilitating the campaign and encouraged villagers to actively participate, recognizing literacy as a key driver of social and economic advancement. The Indian Air Force is inviting applications from unmarried Indian men and women for recruitment as Agni Veer Vayu musician. Online registration is currently underway at agnipadvayu.cdac.in until the 11th of May. Candidates must be born between the 1st of January 2005 and 1st of July 2008 and must have passed their 10th standard or equivalent. Proficiency in music is mandatory. The recruitment rally will be held from June 10th to 18th at New Delhi and Bengaluru. Applicants may visit agnipadvayu.cdac.in for further details. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government modernizing country's education system. Chief Minister Nipu Rio underscores community-led sustainable water management. Naga Students Federation launches agitation against regularization of 147 contractual faculty posts. And Nagaland government notifies film policy to boost local cinema and tourism. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.